USA Today, Dolphins Wire, they do a three overreactions, if you will, based on yesterday's game. And listen, I say this, and this is a blanket statement for the entirety of today's show. It's preseason game one. You're seeing players who you're not going to see during the regular season for much of it. And so how much you really can glean or not glean from a preseason game is probably not that much, which is why these are considered to be overreactions. But from Dolphins Wire in USA Today, overreaction number one, the Dolphins will gamble even more in 2025. And this is what they write. Miami was among NFL's leaders in fourth down attempts a season ago, finishing with 31 fourth down tries to tie for fifth most in the league in that category. Under Mike McDaniel, the Dolphins ranked tied 14th in both 2022 and 2023 with 24 and 25 fourth down tries, respectively. If Sunday's start is any indication, expect more of the same from the Dolphins in 2025. Fans saw just one series with Tua, and Miami gambled not once, but twice. Was it just an opportunity to get Tua more work, or was the Dolphins' decision to roll the dice on fourth and three, snap from their own 49-yard line, a harbinger of things to come? And I think it is, by the way. It could very well be an early indication of how the Dolphins plan to approach the 2025 season. Give Tua and the offense more chances to move the sticks, even in what would have been historically unconventional situations for fourth down attempts. Tagovailoa converted the fourth and three snap with a nice out route to Malik Washington to move the chains before the Dolphins were turned away on downs, three straight carries from Jalen Wright inside the Bears' 2-yard line. So will the Dolphins take more chances this season? My guess is yes. I do think yesterday was a harbinger of things to come. I think Mike McDaniel showed his hand a little bit that, hey, if Tua's out there, I trust this offense. That would be the caveat, obviously. If it's Zach Wilson or Quinn Ewers and something has gone dreadfully wrong, I don't think he'd be going in a lot of fourth and three situations in their own territory. I thought you got a very slight glimpse of what could happen this coming season. I think he's going to be want to try stuff like that. Number two, the Dolphins' short yardage issues persist. And we've talked about that. Nope. Speaking of that second fourth down try, there was a chorus of groans from Dolphins fans watching that series of snaps play out. Wright picked up 6 yards on a first and goal carry from the Bears' 8-yard line. But then Wright was stuffed on the next three snaps, including a 3-yard loss on fourth and goal from the one. For an offensive line unit with plenty of question marks, it wasn't what Miami fans were hoping to see in key short yardage situations in the first preseason action of 2025. It's worth pointing out that Miami came right back and punched in a score with a 1-yard touchdown plunge from Alexander Mattison on the third and goal on the ensuing possession. Of course, we know Mattison is going to be out for the season, so that's all for naught. And then finally, number three, overreaction from USA Today Dolphins Wire. Zach Wilson is safe as Miami Dolphins backup QB. And what they write is, there's been a lot of buzz about seventh round draft pick Quinn Ewers out of Texas during OTAs and training camp. Some wondered if Ewers could make it a real competition for the Dolphins backup quarterback. Obviously, in Miami's initial preseason depth chart, it was Zach Wilson as the Dolphins' number two signal caller, and that's in line with what Coach McDaniel had indicated early in training camp. At least on Sunday, it became clear why the Dolphins have Wilson slotted as their number two quarterback. Wilson led a pair of Dolphins touchdown drives in each of his first two series of the afternoon, finishing 5 of 9 passing for 96 yards. Meanwhile, Ewers looked like a rookie. After a pair of incompletions and a punt in his first series of work, Ewers followed with 2 more incompletions and then fumbled the football away as he was sacked on 3rd and 10 from the Dolphins' own 10-yard line. It led to a 4-yard Case Keenum touchdown pass for the Bears to Deion Hankins. Ewers did stabilize a little bit after that, using a 21-yard screen pass to Mattison to set up a 1-yard Ollie Gordon touchdown run on his 3rd drive An 18-yard completion to wide receiver A.J. Henning led to a 56-yard field goal from Jason Sanders on Ewers' fourth series of the day. With the game tied at 24, Ewers had an opportunity to direct the Dolphins on a game-winning scoring drive, but it ended with Miami heading backwards and with Ewers fumbling again on 4th and 15 from the Chicago 45-yard line. Ewers finished 5 of 18 passing for 91 yards with a pair of fumbles lost. It's one preseason game, but it's a reminder that there is value in Wilson as the Dolphins' backup quarterback. Wilson is a former number 2 overall pick that has played in 34 NFL games, 33 of them.
Yeah.
So
100% agree with all of that.
Three possible overreactions from the Dolphins. Three possible overreactions. But I do think that what you saw from Mike McDaniel on going for it on fourth down is, going back to the Harbinger or Behringer, I believe that is a sign of things to come. I think he is going to be very gutsy this coming season with, again, with the caveat, when Tua is under center. Because did you get the same feeling I did? When Tua's there, you just feel confident, like that he's somehow going to be able to find the open receiver and they're going to convert.
Huck, because he's a Pro Bowl quarterback. That's why you feel that way. And I know if he stays healthy, if he's healthy, he is a Pro Bowl quarterback, top 10 person with a football in his hand in the entire world. That's why you feel that way. And it's I don't know why we get away from that because of the if Tua stays healthy thing. The whole thing of if he's healthy, he's amazing. Tua can spin that football, man. That's what he does. He's been doing it his whole life. Then he gets hurt, and then we get scared.
I wonder if I have PTSD from last season watching. By the way, Tim Boyle put up a stinker yesterday for someone. I don't know who he's playing for still, but his numbers were – how that guy's on a roster. But I wonder if I have PTSD from watching Tim Boyle and Tyler Huntley and Skylar Thompson, where, like, to watch Tua – and I felt like Tua never really – I shouldn't say never really got his footing last season, because there was a little span where you started to see it. But man, I just had a smile watching that first drive yesterday. I did. I had more confidence in them than I'd had in a long time.
When Quinn Ewers got in the game, I thought it was Tim Boyle.
I get, like, that's his first NFL game ever. Like, I'm not putting anything into what I saw from Quinn Ewers, because you can vouch for it. It's going at a different speed than you have ever seen in your life.
And the nerves, the first time really putting on the helmet, the first time really playing in front of a crowd. And I will give him that leeway. And Zach Wilson, he can play football. I think he is exactly where he should be in his career right now, backing up a quarterback.
Yep.
Go out there, make a couple good throws, make some bad throws, but you're not leading a team. I don't think he'll ever lead a team again, but he can play football. Like you said, was it 34 starts? Like he understands the speed of the game, and Quinn Ewers has to catch up to the speed of the game. But Tua, all three quarterbacks you spoke about, you saw Tua is head and shoulders above those two other guys, and that's what our season depends upon. Tua balling out.
Let us all pray for Tua's health.
I'm down with you.
Everybody, bow your head.
I got you.
Pray to your God, whether it's – you call him Almighty Jesus Christ, or what do you call him?
Call him JC. We're on JC, good name basis. Yeah.
Hashem, whoever your God may be.
Yah.
Thor, God of – what is Thor the God of?
Thunder,
Ragnarok, yeah, thunder. Thor, God of Ragnarok.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody?
Let's pray to Gal Gadot too, because she's the Wonder Woman.
Fair enough. Let's pray to God Sham God. Who knows? You never know.
Okay. Whatever we can do
to stay healthy. Thank you for this bountiful feast.
All right.
We're going to take a break. Mm-hmm. Speaking of bountiful feasts, Crowder's going to tell us all about Delaware Chicken Farm, and then we'll come back. We'll talk more Dolphins. I think the power of prayer is underrated, and I think we just did a world of good for Tua in the upcoming Dolphin season.